We are live here.
Blog Talk Radio.
We are here from Las Vegas, Nevada. The computer is having issues today. Let's see if we can get it to work. We are live with Conversations with the Diva on WBBN Media. This is Sabrina Williams, and I am your host tonight. Tonight's guests will be Italia Potts and Terrence Hayes, a comedian. So we look forward to hearing from everybody. For before they come on, we're going to have a topic of the day. We are going to talk about what it means to be safe, and we're going to continue this tomorrow on this show. But what it means to be safe, like college, when you're sending your child off, what do you need to tell your child when they're going off to college, and how to be safe. So what are some things? Let's first talk about for the girls, and we'll talk about the boys tomorrow. When you go places, you need to be in groups. It's very important to be in a group with your friends, not go by yourself when you're on campus. We know it's campus, and you think you're safe, but you're just taking precautions there. So just making sure that we know how to be safe at school, what to do, and when to do it. All right? So that's one thing we need to make sure we're doing. All right? Another thing is learn to say no. No to going alone with boys, or learning to know with people that you don't know. So that's another thing to do. We seem to be having challenges with our music playing, so I hope that we're not going to have problems tonight with that, because we have a great, great music guest. Italia Potts is a Christian music artist, and she is wonderful. As we continue talking about how else to be safe, you're texting. Talk to your child about texting. What are the proper things to send messages to people when you're texting? What are the improper things to send messages to people when you're texting? So make sure that you know about that. So that's one of the things. Another thing is when you're texting, make sure that you're not giving out information. And there's programs that you can, apps that you can buy, that you can access. Now we got our music working, just making sure. There are apps that you can buy that you can actually have. We're actually here at live at the tennis place waiting for my son. But that was just academy. If you are in Las Vegas and you want a really fun place for your kids to play tennis at and learn at the same time, No Quick Tennis in Las Vegas, Nevada, off of Washington and Rancho. They have morning academy and they have evening academy. And we are going to, really quick, go talk to the owner, Tim from Van Iron, and ask him for, real quick, to tell us about his academy. Tim, you're on the air.
Hi, Jan.
See, what's going on?
Nothing. You're on the Conversations with the Diva. We just want to stop by because we were giving you guys shout outs.
Oh,
and telling them that No Quit has an academy in the morning and in the evening. Did you want to tell a little bit about that to my listeners?
Absolutely. You know, we're a high performance tennis program aimed at getting college scholarships.
Right.
And we have a program that goes from 8 to 12 in the morning, which involves conditioning and yoga as well as the tennis. And then we have a night academy full time is Monday, Wednesday, Thursday from 4:30 to 7.
And Tim, isn't it right that you guys are one of the top 6 in the nation?
Yes, we were voted 6th best tennis academy in the country, which was incredible.
And I can say my son Eli has been here now since he's been 11.
Yes.
And he has done fantastic.
And we'll be sending him off to college here before we know.
The sooner the better. We all want that for Eli. Bye. But Tim has a daughter here, and she's doing really fabulous.
She is. Yes, yes. Getting big.
And Tim, tell us a little bit. You played tennis when you were in college, right?
Absolutely. I played for UNLV and was lucky enough to win a national championship there just before I left, which was very, I think, unlikely for a school like UNLV. But, you know, I was glad that the time I had there was absolutely wonderful. And anyone who's thinking about going to UNLV, I advise you to do so because I had a tremendous experience.
Well, there you go. That's Tim. He's always so accommodatable to the diva. He's getting a big squeeze. He's a big, tall, handsome white guy. But ladies, he's married. Sorry. I just have to say that.
Thank
All
you.
Right, Tim. Thanks, hon. All right. So there we go. We are now headed out to the car because we need to find Eli and say bye to Eli as he goes off. You want to come? Eli has to come to the car with me for a second. Let's go to the car. So as we continue talking about being safe in college, when you're texting, block your number until you get to know the person, whether you're a man or a woman in college, females, this is really important. Sexting is not okay on any form. It's just not okay. If you want to sexting, you need to be drawing. Draw a picture. You're at college. This is an environment where some people take that seriously, and that can turn into stalking. Stalking is the number one problem. Where women are stalked, and so are men, but it can become very serious, and stalking can go on for years. So we're going to play a song, and then we're going to be waiting for one of our guests.
I go to
my heart will go.
Go ahead and play one of her songs, and this is called No More, and we'll talk to her afterwards.
Thank you.
All right, that was Italia Potts, and it's called No More Holding Me Down. All right, and I see we have our guest on the line. Hi, how are you, Miss Italia?
Hi, I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So we're just going to jump right into it, and then I'm going to come back to questions. So you heard your song, No More. So tell us why you created that song, what was it about, and what were you going through?
That particular song came out of a moment of me really being burdened down. I recently, about 3 years ago, rededicated my life to Christ. I've always known the Lord, but I kind of went my own way. And I really got on a bad path, you know, and started making some bad decisions. And so once I rededicated my life, which was on the 4th of July, actually, 3 years ago, I said, there's no more holding me down. You know, I'm free now because I have Jesus again. So that inspired me to write that song.
And that is so true. Now, I have a question for you. Since you said you rededicated your life to Jesus, what is your favorite Bible verse that gets you through a day or a minute, or do you have several?
I have a favorite that not necessarily gets me through the day, but it is my favorite scripture, but I also do have one that gets me through the day. My favorite scripture of all time is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seeking my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. To me, that's just the answer to our problems as a nation and as a world. But the scripture that I use to mostly get me through is that Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That's the scripture that really gets me through.
And you know what? I'm just going to take my hat off to you. I went to Bible college, and that first Bible verse, you nailed it. Good go, girl. And you know what? Let's talk about that, about the, just a little bit, not off topic, but when you're making music, and especially Christian music, I have asked other people that are Christian singers, is it different than being a secular singer? You're putting your heart of God into it, but are you thinking of how people are struggling and what's going on with people when you're making these songs?
I really am. Believe it or not, I did do secular music. It wasn't really mainstream, but I did a whole album of secular music. It came out of me being broken in my first marriage. And so I just took that time to do music. And so I realized that, wow, I can write songs. And I never saw myself writing Christian music until, of course, I rededicated my life. And the songs just started pouring into me. And I was like, I have a real testimony that needs to be shared with people, because oftentimes people go through these things and they think that other people are not going through it. But reality is everybody's going through something, and they need to hear about what I went through and how I got through it.
Amen on that. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people, and you can tell them whether you disagree or agree, where when you ask them, how are you doing, they just say, fine. But if you, I was talking to Kenneth Hutchison the other day, and he says, if you say to somebody, what's positive, they have to really think about it. And because a lot of times, you know what I mean? So like, if I say to you, what's positive, you're going to stop and say, what? Whereas, I'm just fine. Oh, I'm fine. If you ask me how I'm doing, oh, I'm fine. And because we are so used to people not caring. I'll be in the grocery store, and I'll be listening to Tamela Mann. We all know who she is. And I'll say, I'll be listening to a song, and somebody will turn to me, and they'll just start talking to me. And I'm thinking, you know what? I could keep listening to the song with my earphones on, or I can stop and take the time to talk to them. I'm not for sure why people always want to talk to me. I think I have a sign that says, I don't have no friends, so talk to me. That's what I'm thinking, because it has to be. Because everybody talks to me. But you know what's a blessing in that is that the Christian music, it makes you want to be a better person. It makes you want to do better. And your song, No More, it just has really pumped me up this week to really, really relook at my life and see how I can be a better person. So I thank you for that song.
Wow, so I really appreciate that.
you're so cute. Who inspired you to sing? Is it your parents, or was it a person, or is it another Christian artist, or a secular artist?
Well, yeah, as my mom, my grandmother, they all were singers. When they were younger, they had a little church group and quartet groups and stuff. So it's been in my family all these generations with singing and everything. My mom, like I said, was a great singer. I have cousins that sing. I have other sisters and brothers that can sing and rap and do all kinds of things.
And cats and dogs who sing too, probably, that sing very well.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't sing. Okay, you know, they always ask me, why don't you join the choir at church? I'm like, you want people to tithe, right? You don't want them to run away from the church, you know. So don't have me sing, because they'll be like, we're moving, we're going to a different church, great message. But that lady needs to come off the stage. She can't sing, and you guys know what's going on up there. They're laughing, but I'm saying the truth. The truth is the truth. So people, again, know your ministry. Natalia is an amazing singer. She really is moving. She has a very heart of gold. And she really deeply cares. She's been on both sides. So she can say, what has been the biggest difference that you see being a Christian singer versus a secular singer?
I can say that when it came to secular music, I wrote a lot of lustful songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I carried a spirit of lust, you know, as I stayed in that song, No More Holding Me Down. And so it was, to me, it was so easy to sing about love and lust. But when I rededicated my life to Jesus, it just became so much easier to sing about him, you know, and to show people that it doesn't have to sound a certain way to be about Jesus. And there's different ways music can sound, but it can still be about Jesus.
Exactly. And that's so true. Now, I'm going to play your other song, and then we are going to come back to you.
Okay,
and
great.
Here we go, and here we go, if I can find it, because I'm sort of kind of inept that way on certain on songs. Here we go. Oh, wrong song. Oh.
It was a hard time to lose that money, and the way you laughed at the time seemed funny. But I hope I can hold you, honey, when I get back home. On a cold day in Colorado, I was down on my luck, using my last dollar in a crossfire. I dreamed I ought to be getting back home. Help me, honey, cause it's getting harder just keeping up with you. Calling, hauling, working longer, doing what I can, keeps a feeling stronger. Help me, honey, get a good hold on, I'm trying to keep up with you.
Natalia, I mixed up one of your songs. I am very sorry.
That's okay.
But at least we were listening to country music. I'm like, I thought I had them both marked, but I'm gonna. That's okay. That's okay. That's not a problem. We're gonna keep going on. God knows you're like, that's not my song. You know that my voice, Sabrina. I was like trying to start another song, and how did I mislabel that? I want everybody to hear the other song. Now that makes me really sad. Anyway, all right, so I'm going to find that, and I'm going to play it with your permission on the air during the week. But I just wanted to continue the interview with you. And your voice is soulful. You know who Aretha Franklin is, and you know, a Miss Sandy Patty. Are you familiar with them?
Aretha Franklin, yes.
Sandy Patty is a Caucasian singer, but she has a soulful voice as if she's African-American. You have that soulfulness that just draws people to want to, like, just listen more. That's why I'm, like, sad about the song, because I literally have to admit, the first song I played, I've already listened to it 12 times, okay?
So, oh, my God.
Okay. When I get obsessed with music, let me tell you, I have Spotify, so I'll put it on Spotify, and that same song I'll play 12 times, and my son's like, okay, you need help. But I just, I am sorry about that, but I did want to make a special announcement. We are at WBDN picking Christmas people and individuals to be on for November and Christmas for thankfulness and to take people into holiday season. And I wanted to ask you tonight, would you be really willing to be one of those artists to help people through the holidays and to have a show with maybe three that you wanted to talk about just for the holidays, whether it's family memories you can bring on your family members and do a 30-minute show. Because I just think that you have that spirit about you. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, yeah, sure. That sounds like a great idea.
Because I'm reminding everybody as we go into, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but I just want to know why in August we're advertising for Christmas. Again, we're passing up. I'm not a Halloween person. Passing up Halloween. We're passing up Thanksgiving. Didn't even get the turkey. And we're advertising for Christmas. And that can be very stressful. And I think it'd be awesome that we have music on here throughout the season that can help people. So
yeah.
tell me a little bit about you. Tell everybody where you're from, what you do, and where they can find you on Facebook and things like that.
Okay, well, I was originally born in Washington, D.C. I moved down here when I was 5 with my great-grandparents, and I've been in Rock Hill, South Carolina pretty much the rest of my life. I have done some traveling, mainly up the East Coast here, so I haven't been on the West Coast, but I do have plans on going out that way next year. So I'm looking to become nationwide and hopefully worldwide. Right now, just kind of local and in the East Coast area, but, you know, God still be the glory. I know he has big plans for me. And
yeah,
I'm currently married, and I have 3 beautiful children, and I have a bonus child. I call him my bonus child, so I have 4. And that's 2 boys and 2 girls.
Oh. And how do you balance your schedule with everything you do? You're a music artist, you're a mom, you're a wife, your kids have school homework. How do you do that without going crazy or being a Madea?
Music and Jesus, I tell you, I take the kids with me to the studio. They be in the studio with me. They love to sing my songs. I told them I'm going to make y'all my background singers. But they love to sing with me, so I take them in the studio. I let my son write with me. He knows how to write songs. He loves music too. So I just incorporate the kids with me. I take them to shows. You know, if I have a show and they want to go, I'll take my son. Always wants to go because he loves concerts and music. But my 2 daughters, you know, they're infants, so they hardly ever want to go to a show and sit that long. It's kind of hard to take them that long. But I just balance it all with prayer, lots of prayer. And my husband does help. You know, he's busy. He's a minister, and he's also a football coach, and he works. And so we both have a lot going on outside of, you know, what we're trying to do as far as individuals, because he also raps. So we are a busy family.
This is just an overachieving type A family. That is just you know what? I think I heard that they're looking for a new presidential candidate. You guys just might as well apply, because you guys are just already, you know, I'm going to have your husband on, because I have a new radio show that I'm going to be doing, and it's going to be sports. And I'm going to be hard and heavy. And I want you to ask your husband this. I want you to ask him, and he can call in on the next show that I have, whenever he gets time. I want him to tell me, and this is a question out there for everybody. This is going to be one of my questions, is, who are the 5 to 6 teams that have a 10 to 15 year or more waiting list to get into their game? And what's the most expensive? And he can. And so we're going to be doing questions like that. We're going to have a five-man, five-woman team and see who knows the most sports, and we're going to do that toward the next year for Super Bowl. So, and I'd love to talk to him because WBD and Media, Volante Grant, is on the Super Bowl committee. Volante and Sabrina will be in San Francisco to start the opening of the road to Super Bowl on September 10th. So we want everybody to tune into that. But, and then I want, we're always looking for ministers to come on and give us a good word, but talk about what it's like to be a minister in a church and have parishioners, as I call them, like me, who like tell the pastor what to do and how do you handle that? I mean, because, you know, trying to always run the church, my pastor's like, you just need to sit down. But anyway, I'm always running the church. I know how to run a church. I know what to do. So anyway, I just think that is just funny. So anyway, I am going to go into our next session to our next guest. And before I do, I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in to Conversations with the Diva. Again, just give everybody your website and where they can find you. I know you already said it, but just we want to make sure that we get it heard.
Okay, sure. My website is www.italiapots.wix.com/italiapots. But if you just look up my name, Italia Potts, I'll come up everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My website will pop up. You'll see pictures. I was like, wow, I can Google myself, and I'm there. So you can search for my name, and you can get my website. You can get Facebook. You can get all that information just by Googling me.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Conversations with the Diva as Italia Potts. We're going to go on to our next guest. Before we do that, we are going to just want to give a shout out to WBD and Media by Design Network, Volante Grant for sponsoring Conversations with the Diva, Coach Danny Bongiorno in Las Vegas, being one of the best coaches there is for fitness, tennis, and helping get your kids to college. If you're here in Las Vegas or you're someplace else and you want coaching advice on how to get your kid, please call 702-303-3765. The best way to do is text him and he'll text you back. And I just want to say thank you again to our guests. And we're going on now to Mr. Terrence Hayes. That's if the Diva can learn how to work the computer correctly. So hold on a second here. Let me get it right. I was in the studio, but I lost the studio. So as we do that, as we go back to the studio, we are going to... Oh, here we go. We're back at the studio. I love my phone because it always helps me figure out things. As we go back to the studio, we're going to talk about, hold on one second, everybody. I have to pull up the little button to get to the studio so we can get our next guest on. We're going to talk about safety with college and again, women and men. Sexting is not okay. Just wanted to let you guys know that. All right, Terrence Hayes, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Diva?
I am doing excellent. I'm going to let you start out with a three to five minute comedy section that you would do as if you were on at one of your events. So keep it clean and you're on. Go.
Okay, you know, outside of what I do, you know, doing comedy, I do work for AT&T. So, you know, all the years of working retail, it kind of makes you racist. I mean, you know, especially with, you know, selling cell phones, you got your class of people, you know, you get, you know, the people, Asian people, you get iPhones. So, you know, every Asian wants to get an iPhone. Then you get the white people, they want to get an iPhone or they want to get a Samsung phone. And then you get the black people, and they just basically just want a phone. And then you get the message things you can't speak English. They can't speak English, so you have to get a translator, and they'll tell you what type of phone they want. But now working retail is kind of crazy. But I had a lady come in today, was upset about her bill. Now, granted, the lady was 2 months behind her bill. So she came in kind of like how Michael Blackson did in Next Friday. just basically yelling and everything else. No, she was dressed up as, you know, like a now pack of annihilators. I was hungry. You know, just by looking at her, I wanted to pack of annihilators. I ended up getting some annihilators later on. But sitting there, you know, working in retail, you know, you see a lot of things. You see a lot of crazy people. You know, they get upset, so you got to try to calm them down. I had a lady come in one day to my store, basically, you know, just sitting there just yelling, just for no reason. And I'm just like, okay, I'm here to help you. I mean, there's no, don't yell at me, okay? I understand your situation. Don't yell at me. Now, granted that her breath smelled like camel poop and hummus, so it's kind of like, ew, I really don't want to talk to you, but I'm the only one here, so who gets you going to talk to the wall? So I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm, you know, basically asking what's wrong, and she's saying, my phone doesn't work. My iPhone doesn't work. So we go to the account, look at the account. The phone's on the prepaid account. Now, I have to do my job, so I tell her, okay, your phone's on the prepaid phone account, so basically you can't get another, she wanted another iPhone. Granted, we cannot sell iPhones on prepaid accounts. You have to get one of these other prepaid phones. She didn't want to do that. She's like, I bought this phone here. I'm looking at the account, she's like, no, you did not buy the phone here. So I looked at the phone, she's like, looked at the account, she's like, I swear to God, I bought the phone here. It's like, no, you did not buy the phone here, lady. So she's like, okay, whatever. So she was like, well, can you, give me a phone charger? Show the phone charger. So the phone charger is $35. She's like, no, I don't want a charger. You charge my phone up. So charge the phone up to, basically get her out of her way. Usually we know allow the load to go 20%. She's like, no, I want my phone at 50%. I'm looking at this woman as like, lady, are you freaking kidding me? If you want your phone to be at 50%, buy a charger. Don't sit there and basically tell me how to do my job. You want me to charge your phone up, and you just basically disrespecting me. I could have just kicked you out of the store, but I'm being nice, okay? I'm being nice. It's the holiday season. I'm trying to be nice. So you just get mad at me because I won't charge your phone up. So I charge the phone up to 50%, then get a thank you or nothing, just a walkout. And it's like, really? Really? That's mean to me. That is very mean to me. And it's sad. So basically, I told myself, you know what? I'm going to stop being nice to customers, especially those who are mean. But you know, they say kill them with kindness. Nah, I ain't going to do that no more. And that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, you know what? She needs to stop trying to be cheap on the phone. And that was Terrence Flaw. So tell us. How did you get into being a comedian?
Well, I started doing, just basically hanging out with my friends. I've been hanging out with these guys for nearly a decade. And basically, I was just, like, doing routines, just, like, hanging out on the weekends, just, like, doing impressions and everything else. And they're like, hey, you need to, go on stage. And I tell them, no, I don't want to do it going on stage because I was still in school and I was always working, so I didn't have the time. So one New Year's Eve, went to a friend's parents' house, had a little New Year's Eve party, and you know how people get, when alcohol gets in your system, you turn into the Incredible Hulk. So I said, you know what? I'm going to make my New Year's resolution, and it's going to be my only New Year's resolution because everyone breaks New Year's resolution. I'm going to go on stage and tell jokes. And
what's
then I hit my friend's mom.
Then
I hit my friend's mom with a champagne cork.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Accidentally. So I went on, and like they say, the rest is history. I went on stage and started doing comedy. So basically, it started off as a dare. So now I blame all my friends now that I've been unleashed to America.
Oh, wow. Where's your funnest place that you've ever got to do your comedy at?
The funnest place I got to do my comedy at was here in Wichita, Kansas. I just actually recently just did this on April 20th. A friend of mine put on an event and basically showcasing not only just my this comedy, but you get poetry and music also. And I got to have fun doing that. And that was a very good event for me after I had just sold out two other shows. One show the prior month before, we sold it out. And that was pretty fun because I actually got to showcase my talent in front of people who have never seen me before here in Wichita. and that was great. So this past April has been pretty good for me, so it's been great. I was actually supposed to have done a show in Las Vegas in March, but due to some transportation issues, I wasn't able to do the show in at the Rush Hour Bar off in the Oakley in March. So it's kind of like, you know, being here in Wichita, it's kind of like I need to expand. And I'm looking to know, do my comedy in more funner places besides here.
So what's your, who inspired you for comedy?
What inspired me to do comedy was basically learning from watching the greats such as Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, but most importantly, family and friends. They inspired me to do my comedy because, you know, they're the ones who pushed me to do it, basically pushed me to, you know, follow my dreams and, you know, make good on it. So, you know, they're the ones who inspired me for it because I don't do it for the money. I don't do it for fame or notoriety. I do it for the people. And, you know, basically, if I can make someone who's having a bad day, had a bad day at work or a bad day at home, and they come to one of my shows or one of the shows that I'm performing at, and I can make them laugh and make them forget about what's going on in the outside world just for that 5 or 15 minutes or more, then, hey, that inspires me, you know, to basically get laughing to the world, especially how the world is going right now. It's crazy. And what the world needs is laughter. Everyone needs to laugh once in a while. And I'm blessed by the good Lord to have a talent to do that.
Hurry. Sorry, our dog is getting out. So what has been the motivation for you for doing comedy?
Motivation for me is basically, as I just stated, you know, just getting to perform, you know, being on stage and, you know, seeing the crowd, meeting different crowds, meeting different people, meeting different comics, learning from them, watching their routine, you know, watching myself also too. It's been a blessing to, you know, basically get to see that, you know, get to, you know, experience something new. A lot of people see it, you know, as a, you know, oh, he's just having fun. No, I'm having fun, but I'm also learning also too. So also not only getting to perform, but also learning the business also too. That is
all right.
Awesome.
Well, tell everybody where we can find you before we go, and what are your social media sites?
Okay, for one, you can find me on Twitter at Ruckfuls Nation. That's RUCKFULES Nation on Twitter. You can find me on Snapchat at Mr. Hayes 83, Instagram at The Pope of Comedy, Facebook.com on my personal page, or you can find me at my comedy page at Eric Hayes, The Beast is Unleashed, basically www.facebook.com/Terrence Hayes Comedy.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in and coming on Conversations with the Diva. We appreciate you. We hope you'll come back on for our Christmas holiday specials. You are wonderful, and have a good night, and we are signing off for Conversations with the Diva.
Absolutely, and I want to let you know that I will be out there September 17th, so hopefully if I have a show, come on out and have fun.
All right, we will. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. You have a good evening.